This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nick Costos joins us now. New beginnings for Nick as well on Westwood One Sports, their new radio network. Good afternoon, Nick. How are you?
Oh, what's going on, my friend? Happy New Year to you and all the listeners. You better, you bet, has moved time slots. I'm now solo on Westwood One Sports, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. Used to do 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. So now doing the morning show, or one of the morning shows from 9 a.m. to noon. You can find it in all the same places you found You Better, You Bet previously, plus Sirius XM, Channel 375, more radio stations nationwide, which is awesome, YouTube and Twitch, and still in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Solo Nick Costos, 9 a.m. to noon. So, yes, I just finished my three-hour radio show about 40 minutes ago. Great to be on with you, my friend.
Well, it's great to be on with you as well. Thanks for joining us, Nick. Now, is there a different approach to the show, or is it similar in terms of the betting angles is kind of the driving force?
Yeah, so I think the line that I'm trying to straddle, I think I'm doing a good job, but look, you're never going to make everybody completely happy. It is a sports talk show where we talk betting. So and you've known me for a long time, and you know
true,
right? I've been betting on sports, and I don't say this as a brag, just kind of like, and look, I bet responsibly. So like I've never had to like be in dire financial straits because of losing bets, but I've been betting on sports for 21 years since my senior year of college in 2004. So my betting career can drink. So I've been doing this for a long time. I would never not talk about betting, at least to put things in context when we're having a sports conversation, right? So when we talk about the college football playoff and the games next week, Indiana, Oregon, and Miami, Ole Miss, of course I'm going to talk about the point spread. Who do I think is going to win the game? By how many points? Which players do I think are going to play well? Knicks Hawks tonight. Is Trae Young going to miss the game? If he does, can Jalen Johnson have a huge game for Atlanta? So there will always be betting angles. So if that's how I would look at it, sports talk with betting is this new version of You Better, You Bet, which I would encourage everybody to check out. I think I straddle the line well, so if you want hardcore sports betting, we give it to you, and if you want just regular sports talk, we give that to you also.
Love it.
I'm biased, but I think we're able to accomplish both.
Love it. Congratulations on the new opportunity, Nick. Well-deserved.
Thanks, buddy.
You know I love you. You do a great job. All right, let's talk a little football. Let's look ahead here. Let's talk about the two games on Saturday. Carolina and Tampa, first and foremost. The Bucs are laying 3 at home. Baker and the Bucs, they've lost 7 of their last 8. The total in the game is sitting at 43.5. Obviously, we know, Carolina wins. They're in the playoffs. Tampa wins. They need a little help from the New Orleans Saints against the Atlanta Falcons over to punch their ticket to the playoffs. But what about Carolina and Tampa as the Bucs are a 3-point home favorite?
Yeah, I just, the Bucs have won one time since the Dodgers won the World Series. Feels like a long time ago, right? The Dodgers have won the Bucks have won one game since October. 1-7 in their last 8, and I think Jets fans that are listening to this right now are probably nodding their heads watching a Todd Bowles team collapse at the end of the season. Where this has really gone off the rails for Tampa, and Moose, I said it all season long. I never felt like the Bucs were that great. I never felt like Baker was going to win MVP. Like, the hot starts of the season felt like a mirage because they were winning these games all like pulling out of their derriere at the ends of these games. I just didn't think it was sustainable. So I'm not surprised that Tampa stopped winning games in that fashion. I am surprised by how much they've let go of the rope here. Where when they lost to the Falcons a couple Thursdays ago, and Todd Bowles afterwards gets up there, and Jets fans know this, he was never one to get up there and crush his own team. That was never really his MO. And he crushed the effort of his team. And I was thinking, wow, this is pretty noteworthy for Todd Bowles to do this. And they haven't won since then. And now all the players are starting to say it also. Basically, different variations of, we need to look ourselves in the eye, and it has to be about pride. And I guess you can try and catch a falling knife, right, to try and bet Tampa in this game. Like, I don't want to do that. Not that the Bucks can't win. They're favored in the game. I would never bet them Carolina or nothing for me. And I do think, Moose, with Chris Olave being ruled out for Sunday for the Saints, he has a blood clot in his lung, expected to make a full recovery and play next season. I think the Falcons are just going to take care of business anyway, beat New Orleans, and the Panthers will be the NFC South champion.
All right, how about the Seahawks and 49ers, late games of the back end of the doubleheader on Saturday night, 8 o'clock kick out in the Bay Area. 49ers are getting 1.5 as a home dog, 47.5 is the total, Nick.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks in the game, and we've seen the betting market flip favorites here. San Francisco Moose opened a 1.5-point home favorite. Now Seattle, a 1.5-point favorite with everything on the line, home field in the NFC West Championship. There's still some injury stuff that needs to be figured out heading into tomorrow. Trent Williams, the future first-ballot Hall of Fame left tackle for San Francisco, feels like he's on the wrong side of questionable. I guess he could play. Feels a little unlikely to me. George Kittle is questionable, although he says he'll play. Ricky Pearsall questionable as well. And for me, it really comes down to, I don't trust the San Francisco 49ers defense. And it's not an anti-Robert Saleh take. It's, you know, they've lost a bunch of their best players on defense due to injury. Like Nick Bosa and Fred Warner are not playing anymore. This defense got lit up by the Chicago Bears last weekend. And I think whenever they have to play an offense with a pulse, they're going to give up a lot of points. Now, their offense has been great, so they outscored Chicago on Sunday night, 42-38, and they were able to win the game. I think that Sam Darnold can play well enough here to put some points on the board here, and I think JSN's going to have a huge game. And then it's just, can San Francisco do what it does on offense against a way tougher defense in the Seattle Seahawks? I say no. Give me the Seahawks to win tomorrow night in San Francisco and claim home field advantage in the NFC playoffs.
All right, let's get to the Sunday night affair, Nick. We're being joined by Nick Costos. Obviously, check him out, Westwood One Sports, 9 to noon. New show that got going earlier this week, Nick. Baltimore Ravens are laying 3.5 on the road in Pittsburgh. Lamar's going to be back at quarterback for the Ravens. Total in the game is sitting at 41.5.
I don't know what the Steelers' path to scoring points in this game is, Moose. And it's really unfortunate. Now, DK Metcalf can't do what he did. And for people that aren't aware of it, he basically like took a swing at a fan during the Steelers-Lions game in Detroit a couple weeks ago. The fan is a total loser. Like, I held a press conference basically to slander Metcalf more. I'm not defending Metcalf. Like, you can't do that. This fan's also a huge loser. So Metcalf is suspended for the final two games of the season. And it's not a coincidence last week that the Steelers could get nothing going on offense and lost on the road in Cleveland, pushing their season to the brink here, where they're a 3.5-point home underdog against Baltimore. So if I'm the Ravens, and Lamar Jackson said he's going to play, he practiced in full all week. Like, Lamar's going to play on Sunday night. I don't know how the game plan isn't. Here's 30 carries for Derrick Henry, who went for 216 last Saturday in Lambeau against the Packers. Have Lamar keep the ball out of harm's way. Punt the ball to Aaron Rodgers. They're not going to be able to do anything on offense. They don't have a wide receiver that can win in contested situations. And you know what Rodgers wants to do. Jets fans saw it. He wants to get rid of the ball quickly. He wants to throw go balls in contested areas. They don't have a receiver that can win in contested areas. I don't know how they're scoring in the game. I like the Ravens to win the game, Moose, on Sunday night and win the AFC North.
Yeah, I'm with you, Nick. You know, I'm curious, how do you handle, Nick, like, what's your best advice? Week 18, such a minefield. You know, a lot of the spots, you know, kind of locked in, then you have teams battling for the number one overall pick, or, you know, what's the intentions, what's the motivation, like overall guidance, like how do you handle a week 18 in the NFL with a lot of it having already been decided?
Well, I think, you know, largely when it comes to betting questions, Moose, and you and I have talked about this both like on and off air in the past.
Yep.
I think it's important to kind of, like, there is no catch all where every game in week 18 needs to be looked at a certain way. I think that they can all be viewed through like their own unique prism. And I do think, you know, it's easy to say, like, you know, you're a degenerate if you bet the NFL preseason or if you bet week 18. Well, like, actually, no, there's actually like potential huge opportunity here. I'll give you a bet I like, for example, coming up in week 18. Now, it's okay, a two-team teaser. So, like, you have to pay it, like, a little bit extra to make the bet. But I do think it's going to win. Let's go with the Cincinnati Bengals, who are 7.5-point home favorites against the Cleveland Browns. Like, I think Cincinnati's going to win by double digits, so I like the Bengals anyway. The Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, much like Stella.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Got their groove back the last couple weeks. The Browns did win last week. Like, great. And Myles Garrett will probably break the sack record in this game. Like, Cleveland's a dead team walking right now. Like, I don't think Cleveland's going to be able to stop Cincinnati's offense here. I think the Bengals will win this game by double digits. But if you want to tease Cincy, right, Cincy -1.5, and pair them with the Minnesota Vikings. And look, I think the Vikings are going to win by 10 against Green Bay. Green Bay is the 7th seed. Like, they cannot improve their seed. They are the 7th seed. They are in the playoffs. They are sitting. Jordan Love is not playing in the game. Malik Willis is not playing. They are starting Clayton Name That Tune, their third-string quarterback. Like, they're not playing anyone of any consequence because there's nothing to gain from winning or losing. It's like they are going to lose to Minnesota. Like, I think you could actually lay the Vikings and feel decent about it, just that the number was shorter earlier in the week. Now it's a little longer, obviously, -8. But if you take the Vikings down to -2, like, I feel really good about that. So a Minnesota-Cincinnati two-team teaser will be in my account certainly coming up this weekend.
All right, let me get your thoughts, Nick, on the two locals. Giants close out their season at home, taking on the Dallas Cowboys. They're getting 3.5 total, and the game is sitting at 49.5.
I'm so disgusted with this team. I actually have, like, I have zero interest in this game. I hope they lose. I hope they get the help they need to get the first overall pick. I don't think it's going to happen. They lost by winning on Sunday. I'm so incensed and infuriated with this team that they do this every single year where they're in contention for a better draft pick. They win a meaningless game, and some Giants fans celebrate it like it's some grand victory. Like the Tommy DeVito game against Green Bay a couple years ago on Monday night where, oh, how much fun is this? We get to talk about chicken cutlets and do a fun Italian hand gesture. You know what would be more fun? If Drake May were the quarterback of the Giants right now, or Jaden Daniels were the Giants, wouldn't that be more fun? So you had an opportunity to get the first overall pick. And by the way, did anyone watch last night Trinidad Chambliss, Ole Miss's quarterback? What happens if he looked awesome, right? He's unbelievable, best player on the field. Did anyone watch Arch Manning a couple nights ago for Texas? Like, what happens if, and I'm not saying it will happen, and Arch said he's coming back, then he destroyed Michigan in the bowl game. Like, what happens if Arch and or Trinidad Chambliss come out this year? All of a sudden, the quarterback market's got way more juice, and the Giants could have had the number one overall pick and traded it to whatever team wanted to go get their guy. But instead, that's not what happens. And instead, they're probably going to pick second in the draft, which you might say, well, a team could still trade up to get a quarterback, but maybe they all want Fernando Mendoza, and the Raiders just take Mendoza there. So I'm infuriated, Moose, by this football team. I have zero interest in the game. Honestly, I hope the Cowboys win.
All right, how about Jets and Bills up in Orchard Park? Final game at Highmark. Bills are laying 7.5. Allen might not play. He's been dealing with that foot issue, missed the last two practices.
Yeah, I would expect Josh Allen to not play in this game. Like, the Bills can, I guess, cosmetically improve their seeding. So I think what's most likely for Buffalo is that the Bills will be the 6th seed and go on the road to Jacksonville wild card weekend. I think that's probably the likely matchup. I would like Buffalo in that game, laying a small... The Buffalo would be a small road favorite if we get there. Just until, like, we know what the Bills are doing here, it's tough to, you know, advocate something on this game. What I will say, without being a hater, just, like, calling it like it is, like, Brady Cook is, to put it kindly, is not very good. And I think the Bills' backups would be more than capable of beating the Jets here. So it would be Bills or nothing for me. But I do think, like, once the Bills rule out a bunch of their players, if that happens, I expect it to happen, that would be an opportunity to bet the Bills. I think that time is not right now. Also, something to consider, there may be, like, obviously, it's early January in Western New York. There may be inclement weather. I'll talk about it all more, Moose, on the show on Sunday morning on The Fan.
And Nick, last one for you. Anything that we haven't hit upon here in terms of side total prop that you like? I know we're going to get more and more information as the kind of weekend develops here, but anything that you've seen so far outside of the Bengals and Vikings teaser?
Yeah, so I like the Rams as a teaser leg also. I have all my projected point spreads for wild card weekend with all the matchups that I think are going to happen. If Seattle wins tomorrow night, the Rams can get out of the 6th seed and up to the 5, which matters because if you're the Rams, you would much rather go to Carolina than go to Philadelphia to play the Eagles. I think the Rams will thump the Cardinals, but if you don't want to lay 7.5, you could tease the Rams down to 1.5. I like that. So I do like the Rams against the Cardinals. The Eagles are sitting all their starters, or most of them. Jalen Hurts will not play. Tanner McKee, the backup quarterback who Giants fans will remember, tore them up in Week 18 last year. Tanner McKee will start, but the Commanders are starting third stringer Josh Johnson. I actually think like Tanner McKee is really good. I actually like the Eagles. I want to see where that betting market goes before I bet the game. And the last one, and I haven't bet this yet, I think I will. The Kansas City Chiefs, like the husk of the Chiefs, are 5.5-point road favorites at the Raiders. And I get it, like the Raiders are tanking, and they lost to the Giants last week. The Chiefs are not in a position at this point, with all the players that are out, to be laying 5.5 points against anybody. I actually think I might bet the Raiders on Sunday to cover the spread. I'll talk about that coming up on Sunday.
I love it. Did you ring New Year's Even style, the New Year, Nick? Or did you stay up for the ball drop with Seacrest?
I loved it because, listen, I was a little twisted. And I had this moment where I'm looking at the TV and I'm like, is that? There's no way Russell Wilson's on my TV right now. This can't be true. That I have to start 2026 watching a bad New York football. Like, I try to get away from the New York football Giants here. So yeah, hung out with some friends. They have kids. My daughter's almost 20 months old. So the kids hung out. They went to bed. Then the adults hang out. It was a very nice night.
Well, good. Happy New Year, Nick, to you and your family. Appreciate the time this afternoon. And we'll be listening on Westwood One Sports. And congratulations on the new opportunity, brother.
Thank you very much, my friend. Happy New Year to you and your family and your kids as well. And to all the listeners, wishing all of you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. A happy New Year. I'll talk to everybody here on The Fan Sunday morning, 8 a.m.
There you have it, the great Nick Costos. He'll be back with you Sunday morning at 8 a.m. As he just mentioned, we're going to flip the script, talk a little bit of baseball. John Heyman's going to join the program, baseball insider for the New York Post. He'll join us next. It's a Friday midday. Mark Melusis with you right here, The Fan in New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.